I'm Jodie Walmsley, author, keynote speaker, and happiness expert. I'm talking to you today from the Simply Laughter Online Summits. My next guest is Phil Bedford. Now, Phil Bedford is the Rebel Networker, and he's going to be talking to us all about the right way to network and why it's so important to create lasting relationships. And then he will also go into details about his Rebel Network Network, which is a video series, and about his book, Kiss the Rebel. A wonderful professional session. Enjoy.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. I haven't seen you for a while. I know you from Dubai and all your wonderful Rebel networking.
Well, you know me. I'm always busy, eh?
Yeah, you are. So I'm so happy that you are taking the time to talk to us today, because I think that networking is really important and people kind of miss the way it should be done. So that is your area of expertise. So would you be able to give us a few tips on how to network better?
Yeah, I think the first thing to really broach here is the fact that for a lot of people, networking is kind of a word to be scared of, a bit like vampires and werewolves. and at the end of the day, is what people don't realize is that as human beings, we're actually very social creatures and we need to connect. You know, we need to have people around us who love us, people we have fun with. And ultimately, really, that's what networking is. You know, networking's about being around people who can help us enhance the quality of our life while we, in turn, enhance theirs. Mm. Now, whether that be through fun like salsa or kite surfing or laughing, or whether it's actually surrounding yourself in business, it's about surrounding yourself with the right people that help you hit a goal. And a goal is often a great life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do find that, you know, whenever I've gone to networking events and in Dubai where we were, people are so quick to give their business card and it's just about who I am and all of this. And they don't actually take the time to get to know people. So
you see, well, welcome to Dubai.
Oh gosh, that's funny.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Like, we are all about happiness and having fun, so that's all okay. I mean, I know that you're really busy, and you're great at introducing people, because when I was there, you were just wonderful at hooking me up with people. And so tell us a little bit more about, if we were at a networking event wanting to spread our message and what we're doing, what we would, what would be the way to start a conversation?
I think one of the things is to first of all realize what networking is, and it's not just about walking into a room with lots of people. Networking, by the way, is also sat down having a cup of coffee with your best friend. So just worth mentioning that fact. A lot of people think networking is that walk into a group of people, shake hands, do business cards. And while that's important, because that's often how we meet people, networking is also the other stuff as well. What I would say is that the big secret to, I think, having networking as fun is to think that, along the lines of, you know, strangers are just friends I haven't met yet.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know that a lot of people go, oh my gosh, networking, I've got to go networking. And they do have a negative connotation around it. And that's why I love all the stuff that you do, because I have been watching you and following you for a while. And I do know that there's a lot more to it. And people should be building relationships that are lasting, not just, hello, this is what I do, what do you do, let's get going. Because it doesn't go anywhere. So, yeah. So can you give us, how would we approach it?
Well, I mean, always go with the intention that you're there to build a relationship. You're not there to necessarily hit one single goal, which could be a sale, for example, or just to get a job. And networking is if you look at it more in the lines of fishing, it's not necessarily about sitting there with one hook dangled over the big fish you're trying to get. What we're actually trying to do is cast a net. And in casting that net, we're trying to impact as many people as possible positively by helping them, by finding ways we can enhance their life. And the more we can enhance and help other people, well, the more of a resource we are for them, the more they want to hang around us. So to sort of approach networking as a point of view is every person I meet.
We lost you.
Every person and pain or whatever, there's stuff that they can. So if you can try and help people in whatever shape or form that is, then ultimately you can, you become a much a better person for them to be around. Yeah. So think of it almost as an emotional bank account. We're investing in people's emotional bank accounts. And then when we go back to that networking event on the next occasion, those people want to engage with us. Mm. Now, the problem is with most networking is when people go to these big events, because they're trying to just get a sale or they're trying to hit one goal. If they don't hit that, then they don't go back to the event again.
Yeah.
And that's what we tend to call scorched earth networking. You go to one event, you pitch it to everybody. And then when you've done that, you go to the next event and pitch it to everybody. Then you go to the next event, and pitch it to everybody, scorched earth networking. The secret to networking, like any relationship, is you have to keep investing in it. You have to keep seeping the people again and again so that when things are ready, they'll come to you.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, for me, when I know that people have come through at times you didn't expect it because I did take the time to build those relationships. Because, I mean, we've seen each other a lot in different events, and I pretty much like to stand back and just make those friends and absolutely never cover what I do or what I'm interested in until, you know, that relationship is built. And I think that's a very good tip that you've given us, that it is a relationship and you never know what you're going to get out of it, right?
That's it. It is a little bit of a leap of faith in many ways, because I think in business, we're kind of, particularly if you take the business angle to this, you know, we're kind of, we're always kind of trained action result. You know, whether it's cold calling or investing in marketing, or I want to see my salesperson doing this to get that. And if it doesn't work, I want to know why. And networking really is that kind of leap of faith. It's like investing in your childhood friends. And then you hang out together and you buy them lollipops and you go on holiday together. And one day your childhood friend turns around and gives you a dream job. Well, they didn't give you your dream job because you met them 20 years down the line. They gave you that dream job because you spent the time with them, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you do lots of things for fun as well, because we met through business, you know, meetings and all that. And then I found out that you did Seville and you did your salsa, which was awesome because I'm an ex-dancer. So that was really great.
Yeah, so, and it gives you chances to communicate and connect on a different level, doesn't it? You know.
Yeah, and I think that way you do, you know, solidify your relationships and you do start to meet people in a different environment. And that is actually where people seem to blossom.
It is, and you're right. And I think one of the challenges, again, with the word networking is people tend to fall into two camps. One camp is where they see networking as a place just to go to get business. And the other one is they see networking as a place to go to get their next job. And so they tend to fall into one camp or the other, and they don't necessarily recognize that networking and relationship building happens in your salsa circle, in your book group, in your knitting circle, in your rugby team, in your laughter coaches. That, I mean, that's a network, you know? Yeah. And the thing is, if you invest in these networks and keep showing up in them, that's when things start to happen. And oddly enough, my salsa network is, I do it for fun. I do it for dance, and I do it because I love seeing people go from zero to hero. You know, I love seeing that guy or girl who's struggling, and 3 months down the line, they're being asked to dance in front of all their friends, and they're like, "Oh my god!" And yet, because you're in these environments, being yourself and having fun, some of my best business opportunities have come from my salsa network. And yet, you never would have thought that. And it's not like I'm there going, "Right, okay, I'm an international speaker. I've got a book. Buy from me." Not at all. Most of them don't know that. They research you as they develop the relationship, and then they want to help you because they like you.
Yeah, that is great. Because, and you know, that's another message that I've got with laughter and everything. It's like when people lighten up, they become more, you know, you become more creative, more fun, and you come up with better ideas. So you might not have thought that that person could have helped you, but actually by letting go of some steam in a different way, things come up. So that's great. And, you know, I'm all about empowering people to be who they really are and to be happy. Now, how do you think networking done correctly can empower people to be happier.
Okay, so one of the challenges, particularly most of my clients tend to be small business owners. Okay.
Okay. Oh, we are in Dubai, so the connection keeps dropping. We lost you there, Phil.
No worries.
Sorry. Start again from.
So, no worries. From?
Small business owners.
Okay. So, most of my clients are small business owners or coaches, you know, people who ultimately need to grow their business. They have a passion for what they want to do, but they don't tend to have a lot of budget, right?
Yeah.
And so, when you're a small business owner, not only do you have limited budget, you're also often, you feel alone, you feel highly stressed. Mm. You've started this job and this business because you want to change the world, you're trying to right wrongs, you want to have more time for your family. But the reality is stress, no money, you don't see your family, your health drops off, you're working to death. So the reality is different from what we're trying to do. And a great friend of mine, a gentleman called Stuart Emery, who pretty much started the training, learning education in the United States through EST. He had a great book called Who's in Your Room? And the whole concept of who's in your room is really a networking concept. And he says, imagine the rest of your life as a room. And that room has a one-way door. And the people that come in through that door are with you for the rest of your life.
Wow.
Right? And so the question is, who would you let in your room? And particularly if you're in that place where you enjoy fun, if you enjoy positive lifestyle. Now, if you're a business owner, things are tough enough already. So who do you want to surround yourself with? Well, you want to surround yourself with people who are positive, driven. They want to help you. They've done it, doing it. They don't sit there making excuses. They make it happen. Yeah. So who's in your room? And who would you want there? And that is really the way I look at networking. Every person you meet, you're in a way, you're interviewing them to come in your room. And the biggest question, of course, is whose room are you in?
Interesting. Very interesting concept that, because it's true. And I think it's so important, you know, who you do surround yourself with, because it makes a difference as to where, you know, especially if you are driven, you are a business person trying to get ahead and do things, you know. Yeah, I think it makes a huge difference who you surround yourself with. So that's a great point there. So, well, wow. And you've actually written a book on this, I believe, and it is called Kiss the Rebel.
It is.
Yay!
Shameless plug.
Please feel free to do that, because I know that you are an expert, so I'm sure it's filled. And I'm sorry that I haven't even seen it yet, because I actually left Dubai when it was launched, so I didn't see you. But I've been doing a little bit of research on it right now, and it looks really good. So tell us a little bit about what you put in your Kiss the Rebel.
Okay, Kiss the Rebel. So ultimately, is what I was talking about, is how do we let, you know, how do you grow your business? How do you do it efficiently and effectively? Now, whether you're a business owner or you're employed, how can you do those things we need? Because let's face it, you need money, you need to live. But how can you do that in a way that is so efficient and so effective that it frees you up to spend time with your family, spend time on your health, and do the fun stuff in life? And we're all surrounded with this great resource called people.
Oh.
And yet most of us are not leveraging it at all. We're missing all the, what ultimately was really simple. But it's almost so simple that people just don't use it. So the book is designed really for the busy person. It's done in small chapters, which means each chapter will only take a few minutes to read. And each one is impactful, so it can be taken away. It can be picked up at any chapter, any time. And it's impactful stories that should get you to think differently. And if you're already doing it, give you a pat on the back and say, keep doing it.
Yeah, that's great. I think that people really do need to focus a little bit more on this, because we are so busy and doing things right and also having more fun. You know, that's one of the things I want to ask you is that, you know, sometimes when we're networking, it's because we are, like you mentioned earlier, needing to make money. We startups, we need to network. How can we stop being desperate? If you know what I mean, going, give me your business, help me.
I think one of the challenges is for a lot of people is when they do start out, let's face it, they are a little bit desperate. You know, it's not easy. When I started my business, I had no investment. I had no one jumping up to give me $1 million or $200,000. I had nothing.
I know.
It came from my pocket. And I think when that is the scenario, it can be tough. And we need to. And so when we actually break down and look at why so many businesses actually struggle, it's often because they put their money in the wrong places. Mm-hmm. They spend so much on advertising and marketing because that's what they did when they were working for the big company. Or they spend their time in the wrong places or have the wrong skills. So what I would say to anyone is, yes, it is going to be tough, but it's a lot easier if you're surrounded by the right people that want to help you and you invest some time in learning how to leverage those relationships before you take the jump to working for yourself. And if you've already taken that jump, learn as soon as possible. You know, there's an old proverb there, you know, when's the best time to build a roof? Before it rains.
Yay, of course.
Right? But metaphorically, in terms of business, I see so many people that, you know, they wait till it's raining to build the roof and then they're already in pain. And a lot of people who are launching their business for the first time, metaphorically, have never experienced rain before. And so they don't see the point of climbing the roof. So a very good friend of mine, a gentleman who's a sales expert called Ramiz Halu, even though he's a sales expert, he looked me up and he chose to engage in some learning with me before he launched his business. And he says, you know, I'm a sales expert. I know that anything that comes through relationships better than cold calling and all that. So tell you what, I'm going to build the roof before it rains. And then when I launch my business, I'm already covered. And if ever you get a chance to connect with him, that's the story he tells. It's a beautiful story. But then he took action.
Yeah, no, I know Ramiz as well, and he's great. And, you know, I think that's a very important point is, you know, start your networking from now, because it's not only for business, it's for anything in your life, because it is your network. You are, you know, it is so important in any part. So I think that's a good thing. So remember, everybody listening, start your network early so that you can do that. Now, are there ways to join groups or I think you've just got something going on now to help people network better. Is there something that you can offer us?
Yeah, well, I mean, I work with a company called Ascentive, and okay. Ascentive's actually an international coaching and consulting franchise. So, I mean, we're pretty much all over the world. If you're looking for some help, I encourage you to do a web search for Ascentive.com, and they'll show you your local office. And it's easy enough just to go along and just see if it's for you. You know, networking is not for everybody. And at the same time, it is for a lot of people, but they don't know it. So that's a good way of learning how to do it. At the same time, I locally do my own programs as well. I run the franchise for the Middle East and South India. And so as much as I've got Ascentive, which is kind of the engine room, my other resources are things like Kiss the Rebel, which is available on Amazon.
Yay! Plug, plug, plug. We'll have a link down below to your book because I think it's valuable.
Or other learning. You know, I have other ways that people can engage for free because, again, not everyone can afford to learn when they're brand new. So if we can help people in some way, shape, or form, then a book's one. I also have online free resources through my web TV show, which is rebelnetworker.tv. So feel free to go for it. Go mad. Share it.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I will put a link to all of those down below so that everybody's got a link to your Rebel Network, because I know that that's been very helpful to me. Yeah, I've been watching you for a few years do it. I've been watching you live interviewing everyone. Yay! I'm a fan.
Do you know, one thing I would say to people out there is, you know, one of the biggest hindrances to our success is not necessarily ignorance, it's the assumption of knowledge.
Very true.
A lot of us think we know how to network, and I have to plead guilty as charged. A number of years ago, I've been in sales for a number of years, and I was lucky. I tended to do quite well in sales, but I never did it through cold calling. I did it through networking. That's where I got all my leads from. And then I got involved setting up other business groups like BNI and training and helping. And when I got introduced to Ascentive, I was a little bit, yeah, what can you teach me? I've been in business for years. I've been networking. I know it. I know how to shake hands. I know how to get things done. And I had an assumption of knowledge. Mm. And luckily, I went along and actually saw how much more there was. And that set me off on a completely different life path. It just opened up. I felt like Roger Federer, who'd just been given his tennis racket, and I'd been playing golf until that point. So we had a bit of a pause there, but
yeah, no worries.
So my message to people really is, you know, if you do enjoy it, please don't assume you know it all. Go and see how much more there is, because it can be so much easier and so much more fun.
Absolutely, and it is fun. I mean, you know, I've built relationships from being in Dubai, and that was over 5-6 years that I, you know, I'm so glad I did, because people have come through. You know, I started off doing one thing in event management, and now that I'm a speaker myself, you know, people are stepping up, and that's because of that relationship. So it's great advice. Now, I believe that you have a gift for our people watching today, and it's an app.
It is. So if you actually look at a lot of people out there, what they'll do is they record their golf scores, they record their gym, they record their cold calling, but nobody really records their relationship building. And so we have an app called the Rebel Networker app. It's free. And that allows you to track your relationship building. It gives you a score, and it links through to my website as well. So there's plenty of ways of and it's free.
That's wonderful. No, that's awesome, because it's true, because sometimes you do need to actually, you know, broaden your network and find out, because I'm actually doing that with masterminds here, where you get a group of people together. We all talk about you different fields, but you approach your problem together or some issues you may be having and just have somebody to bounce it off. So I think being able to track who is in your network is very important.
Mm. Yeah, it's not actually a CRM system. It's more of an activity.
Yeah.
So what you do is you cross-reference it with those people who are important to you, and then you put dedicated effort to making sure you grow those relationships. And it gives you lots of activities you can do, a score at the end. You're aiming for a certain amount each month. But at the end of the day, it's going to be fun. Very shortly, you'll be able to build teams in there, and you'll be able to compete with your friends and just have fun doing it, really.
Well, I think that's what I'm all about, as you know, is having fun, because it is fun networking. It is fun. And that way, I think that relationships would actually last longer if you are having fun together. So, yeah, that's a really good idea. So thank you so much. And you've given us some great tips. And we're going to be putting all the links down below so everyone can find out and keep up with all your little Rebel networking videos, which are full of value. So that's great. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, Phil.
It's my pleasure. And I've just realized you've got me all over your scarf.
I know. You mean you're talking about this part?
Yeah.
That's true. So there you go. I'm a big fan, obviously.
Yay.
Thanks, Phil.
No worries. All right. We'll see you soon. Hey, thanks, everybody. Take care.
Ciao.